At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
You know, the partnership between United Airlines
and Air New Zealand
is so seamless. We're finishing
each other's sentences. But
what does that mean for you? Oh, just all the good stuff.
Like earning miles on every mile you fly.
And not having to check your bags more than once.
And that's not to mention
our lounges.
And also our lounges.
Which is double the lounging.
Oh, did we mention how much easier it is
when you can book all your flights together?
Hey, that's what I was going to say.
United
and Air New Zealand.
Two airlines.
One way to fly.
How will Notre Dame adjust in this game? I don't think Notre Dame did a fantastic job adjusting against Miami or Texas A&M, because I'm telling you, Lincoln Riley, there's going to be some points scored in this game. This might turn into a game whoever has the last possession wins. One of the biggest games of the weekend, USC. It's a rivalry game, too, going on the road to play Notre Dame. Thanks for hopping in today on Crane & Company. Make sure you're locked in, you're subbed up. Almost to 200,000. We appreciate you guys. David Cohn, former Michigan quarterback, knows a little bit about USC and Notre Dame. Blaine Crane, former Western State, Colorado wide receiver. Guys, it's weird talking about USC as a team that looked physically dominant against Michigan
but on
the
defensive
side. Because all we've talked about, and rightly so, is how Lincoln Riley's teams haven't been able to adopt that physical mindset defensively to change that culture, even though you bring in DeAnta Lynn. But they sure looked like it last week. And then on the other side of the coin, David, this Notre Dame defense is not as physically dominant or as gifted as we've seen Marcus Freeman's defenses be in the past. But on the offensive side, they're more explosive than they've been in a while. And again, I know they scored points with Riley Leonard, but they totally went about that a different way. Is this who USC is right now? Like, is that game against Michigan enough to say, okay, or is it something where they got to go show it on the road, make that statement?
I'll tell you what, man, if you love college football, you should always be excited when Southern Cal plays Notre Dame. And that includes some years where either program is down or both programs are down. But this year in particular, I mean, Notre Dame here lost their first two games, but both of those teams they lost to are in our top five power ranking. There's conversations about them winning out and making the college football playoff. And now I've just watched Southern Cal do exactly what you described, not just beat Michigan at home, not just win by a point, not throw for 450 yards, thoroughly dominate them physically on both sides of the football. And you could make a case, well, we don't know how good Michigan is. Okay, but I know that they play a physical brand of football on both sides of the ball. USC thoroughly dominated them, but that game was in Los Angeles. You're having to go across the nation to go to South Bend, and USC didn't dominate Illinois on the road. And I think this Notre Dame team is better than Illinois, so I can't wait for us to get into all the details of the breakdown here, but what an awesome opportunity for both programs to say, hey, this is who we are. Moving forward, we're going to be a problem in the national landscape.
And look, obviously you want to win every game you play, and you feel like you always have to have it, but Notre Dame has to have it. You lose this game, you're not making the college football playoff. There's no conference championship game for you to win to automatically get into the playoff. Not automatically get a top four seed. We know the rules are different this year, but get into the college football playoff. But for USC, and I'm trying to frame this in a way that still shows how I know how important this game is to USC, but this is not a Big Ten game, right? But you want that cushion to be 10-2, Blaine, to be able to make the college football playoff. If you're USC, if you don't get into the Big Ten championship, you don't win the Big Ten championship game, which I don't think they will. But quickly, what is the spread on this game, and what is the total?
Right now, the spread opened at -7.5 Notre Dame, and right now it's sitting -8.5.
Wow.
Notre Dame with a total of
60. Vegas don't believe.
That's a lot of points.
Vegas total of 61.5, and USC money line's going off at +260.
Okay, so what would it be if it were in the Coliseum?
Oh, God.
That clearly
that
indicates.
That tells me that it'd be probably
2.5 Notre Dame?
Yeah. I probably think it'd open -2.5 Notre Dame and probably get bet down to a pick 'em.
Mm. Well, and talk about, you know, Notre Dame runs a lot of man coverage. And
yeah, it's just
Mekhi Lemon and some of the weapons.
Not only Mekhi Lemon can kill you man coverage, I think USC is one of the best in country in the screen game.
Yeah.
Like, I really do. And when you face an aggressive, fast man coverage, get downhill on you kind of defense, which kind of is what Michigan is, a little bit more zone when it comes to Michigan, If you can run the, because screen game's all about what? It's about timing.
Yeah.
Right? It's about feel and it's about timing. I think Lincoln Riley does a great job, especially when he calls those plays, is the perfect timing. And one big matchup I'm looking at this game, which Notre Dame defense are we going to get? Because, I mean, you look at the last couple, 3 weeks, you gave up 7 against NC State. NC State's pretty good on offense, got a pretty good quarterback. You gave up 7 against Boise State, who have some talented players on offense. And you only gave up 13 against Arkansas. With Taylen Green, with Bobby Petrino, and that was at Arkansas. And we just watched Arkansas put up, what, 31?
31 against Tennessee.
Against Tennessee. So is this Notre Dame defense starting to figure out, and how are they going to approach Lincoln Riley offense? One, that you have a pretty dang good running back. We know what Maiva is at quarterback. He's getting better and better. And you have a guy, Makai Lemon, who can beat you any type of way. So it's going to be see the interesting of the clash of USC on offense and Notre Dame on defense. Which one ends up prevailing more?
David, how again, this is a little bit of a, well, I say a little bit, a lot different flavor of ice cream offensively for Notre Dame and what C.J. Carr, who I don't think is getting enough credit nationally as a young player. Well, you know, everybody's like, oh, well, you know, Arch was able to turn around the second half. That's great for him. People called him a flop before. We see other young quarterbacks around the country. I mean, Bryce Underwood, I think, has done a good job for Michigan as a young player. But C.J. Carr, when you look at the teams that they have played, I mean, this man started out against Miami on the road, I believe. Had to play Texas A&M at home. I mean, you go down to Arkansas. I know Arkansas's defense isn't very good. But he looks like he belongs already, man. And he is so far ahead of schedule. And the guys they have on the outside, you know, Greathouse, Faison, these guys that can make plays. I mean, this Notre Dame offense is about as dangerous as it gets. And wait a minute, I didn't even say Jeremiah Love or Jadarian Price. Like, the skill position.
Maybe the best running back duo in the country. Yeah. And we talked about a number of teams entering the season that had really solid rosters but were starting new quarterbacks. Notre Dame obviously fit that mold. And we said, well, how good can C.J. Carr play and how good does he need to play for Notre Dame to be a national championship contender? He looks like an NFL player already, to be honest. And he was not the reason, in my opinion.
And he can run.
He can. He was not the reason, in my opinion, that Notre Dame started off 0-2 with losses to Miami and to Texas A&M at home. You brought up a number of players to watch in this game. I do think that Notre Dame has one of the best running back duos in the country. My question for USC, what kind of role is King Miller going to have? Because, you know, it was Waymon Jordan at running back, who is a playmaker that USC has. I watched King Miller last week on 18 carries rush for 158 and a touchdown against that Michigan defense. They got their own dynamic duo. Obviously, I have to see what Jordan's injury was all about. But one of the bigger things is Notre Dame on defense, particularly in man coverage, has gotten exposed time and time again, especially early in the season against better competition and in critical moments on third down. Makai Lemon is not the type of wide receiver you want to face for USC if you struggle in man coverage because he's unguardable, in my opinion.
Well, I keep seeing what Malachi Toney did to Notre Dame Miami, in man coverage for Miami, and I'm imagining. And again, look, you can obviously bracket guys in man coverage. You can run two-man and things like that. That's why that run game you brought up is so important. But Blaine, again, to the man coverage point, you brought up a great one. USC is a great screen game team, but you know what's great against the screen? Man coverage. Because a lot of the screen, especially to the running back in the slip, is trying to get everybody's eyes off of it, then you dunk it to them, right? Wide receiver screen is a little bit different. You're getting that ball out now or the tunnel. You're still getting out the jailbreak. You're getting out quick. But that could be a little bit of a built-in advantage for Notre Dame in this game defensively. So if you're USC, do you tone down the screen game a little bit and get more into your combination and your man beaters outside with Maiva? Because I don't think Notre Dame's pass rush is elite the way
I don't think so either. Well, one big thing with me, and I agree with what you're saying, is how will Notre Dame adjust in this game, right? I don't think Notre Dame did a fantastic job adjusting against Miami or Texas A&M. Miami beat them with the same stuff, right? Mesh routes, zig routes coming out of the mesh routes. Like, if you're going to run man, those are the toughest things to stop. So I want to see how Marcus Freeman is going to adjust because even in man, like, you better trust that backer. Right, you better trust that backer to come down and make a tackle on that running back if you're going to be in man coverage or peel with the running back, whatever you need to do, because I'm telling you, Lincoln Riley, there's going to be some points scored in this game. This might turn into a game whoever has the last possession wins.
Hey, you guys have heard of the bearskin hoodie, right? Oh, wait.
I have.
Heard. Well, the smart people like David Cohn are locking in their winter gear now because this is hands down the best time to prep for that coming winter. And Bearskin is running a 60% off deal right now, but only if you get your hoodie early. It's built like a tank. 340 GSM, micro fleece, 10 pockets, with a clean, rugged fit that looks awesome. It's basically a transformer. Look, it gets cold in Nashville, too. Let's be honest. We know how the weather can get here. I tested it out in Ireland, and it passed all the tests. And you'll also get free shipping, fast delivery, and you've locked in your winter gear already. It's a great Christmas present as well. That's a win-win. So do yourself a favor. Text the word CRAIN, that's C-R-A-I-N, to 36912 to lock in your 60% off. Again, text C-R-A-I-N to 36912. You'll get a link sent straight to your phone so you can check it out later if you're busy right now. So don't wait until you're freezing to realize your hoodie sucks. Get a bear skin now while it's 60% off. Text C-R-A-I-N to 36912.
So comfy.
Well, if you can't, if Notre Dame cannot get pressure with four, and they haven't done a great job of it this season, then you have to, you cannot let Maiva sit back there with the weapons he has. He's good enough to beat you with his arm. It's a Lincoln Riley coached quarterback, a Lincoln Riley coached offense. So your answer is to start bringing pressure. Well, most of the time when you bring pressure, especially when we're getting into six-man pressures, it's man behind. So Notre Dame does run a lot of man. They're used to it. What I would worry about is, if I'm a Notre Dame fan, oh no, we can't get there with four. Maiva's able to figure us out. Because again, you're having to stay in man coverage longer if you don't get there. I don't care if you're running man or zone. In reality, zone turns into man coverage eventually. But regardless, if you got 5-6 seconds to throw the ball, you're going to gut people regardless. So then you start bringing pressure. And we saw Michigan bring some pressure.
Have this conversation
against you. We literally had the same conversation last week. So then it's like, oh God, Maiva's really good at throwing into the pressure,
yes,
right? Replacing the blitz with the ball. That's why I think the over may be the best bet in this game.
I agree. We just had this conversation on Wink Martindale, the defensive coordinator from Michigan. You know, I had been noticing that a lot of their fire zone pressures, they don't cover well in zone coverage behind that. So how much pressure is he going to bring against USC? Or can they get home with four? Well, I think his blitz rate against USC was 15%, by far the lowest of the season. So he clearly was listening, didn't bring a lot of pressure. Unfortunately, they had their worst outing on defense. Lincoln Riley completely exposed Michigan's defense in a number of ways, but a lot of that was the run
the
game.
The run game.
Also off of that split zone bluff with relief to the flat. That's essentially a run play. That is your RPO. That's the modern version of triple option. Lincoln Riley always has this split zone bluff relief in the flat. They're going to run it a lot against Notre Dame especially. See, this is the thing is, Michigan was a heavy zone team, right? So Notre Dame's going to show a lot of man coverage, which you're going to have to beat them in different ways, but it doesn't matter if you allow free release off the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. If you watch all the free release, I mean, Mekhi Lemon was free release in the slot fade for the touchdown that he caught. Maybe Notre Dame can jam them more in man coverage, but still, that's where the running game behind, you expose yourself with turning your back, then all of a sudden, does Jordan or King Miller have another 120-yard day in them?
And to the point about Lincoln Riley, again, we always say the Lane Kiffins, the Josh Heupels, the Sarkisians, all these guys that we know are really good offense, they want to run the ball. Like, mm-hmm. they don't want to throw the ball 65 times. Hell, the thing that Lincoln Riley was most known for to Oklahoma was the pass off of play action on gap scheme runs. And if he's hitting you with counter and power and things like that, that really sets up. Go back and watch Oklahoma's highlights. Go back and watch what these quarterbacks of Oklahoma were able to do off of play action, off of gap scheme runs, because that's when you're like, oh God, I'm seeing two pullers. Now here comes the Army on defense. Then they hit you over the top in the post because they like the matchup they have. A lot of times that's with Lemon. And when you see Lemon in the slot and he's off the ball, it's impossible to jam him. Now, he is off the ball, so it takes a couple more steps to get where you need to go. But to me, at the end of the day, it starts and stops with stopping the run against USC to at least get them into third and passing, so you can show pressure, back out. Show pressure, bring it. Show it from one side, bring it from the next. It's just, you have got to be able to match minds with him. And if he's living in third and three, Lincoln Riley's going to kill him.
How creative can Marcus Freeman be on defense, and how will Lincoln Riley adjust to that creativity? Mm-hmm.
That's
What was the best run scheme for USC against Michigan? It was power, particularly into the boundary, pulling both guards. Michigan had no answer for that. Obviously, if Notre Dame's going to be playing man coverage behind that, that only exacerbates the problem if USC running backs are able to get to the second level. But you brought up the word counter. Let me counter with one thing. Maiva has thrown interceptions in the last two games that they've played in Big Ten play. Can Notre Dame's defense figure out a way to turn him over?
Yeah.
Because that can counter counter anything schematically.
Correct me if I'm wrong about those interceptions, but it seems like most of the times when Maiva throws one, it's when he is off his spot and out of the pocket. You go back to the Michigan game, that interception he threw in the red zone. What was he doing? He was scrambling outside, throws the ball back over across his body. It gets tipped. It gets intercepted by Michigan. Maiva is a rhythm shooter. He is a rhythm shooter. If you let him get to his spot and stay in his spot, he is going to gut you. That's just the way that it's built. He's not unbelievably athletic on the outside. I'm just wondering how much of the, hey, we're going to stunt the defensive line to force him one way to try and get him off of his spot on passing downs. I'm not talking about first and 10 or second one or anything like that. It's just blitzing is like throwing it deep. Yeah, you could hit a big play, but it could also be picked off. Like, it's just, it's very feast or famine. So this, the chess match going on in this game is going to be phenomenal to watch with two phenomenal coaches. We want you guys to tell us in the comments, what do you think the score of this game is going to be? Who is going to be the MVP of this game? It can be offense, defense, hell, it can be a coach if you want it to be. Let us know. We cannot wait to watch it, and we appreciate you watching us.